ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
आह
आह
राजा धर्म सुता चिन्तयन् सुहृदां वधं प्राकृतेन आत्मना विप्रा स्नेह मोह वशं गतः आह राजधर्म राजा धर्मसुता
राजा धर्मसुता
चिन्तयन् सुहृदां वधम् प्राकृतेनात्मना विप्रा स्नेहमोहवशं गता आह राजा धर्मसुता चिन्तयन् सुहृदां वधम् प्राकृतेनात्मना विप्रा स्नेहमोहवशं गतः आह राजा धर्मसुता चिन्तयन् सुहृदां वधम् प्राकृतेनात्मना विप्रा स्नेहमोहवशं गता
आह राजधर्मसुता
आह
सेड
राजा सिंहधृष्टिर धर्मसुतः द सन ऑफ धर्म और यमराजा चिन्तयन् थिंकिंग ऑफ सुहृदां ऑफ द फ्रेंड्स वधं किलिंग प्राकृतेन बाय मटेरियल कंसेप्शन ओनली आत्मना By the self, Virpra, O Brahmanas, Sneha, affection, Moha, delusion, Vasham, being carried away by, Gataha, having gone. Translation, King Yudhishthir, son of Dharma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak.
So, when friends die, family members die, we talk of that he is not this body. He is not sure this is actually bad. I say, you say, one says. At least you have understood from Bhagavad Gita, Dehina Svingatha Dehe. The body defined from the soul. And it is also clearly said, Na hannate hannamani sharire. After the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. He remains. He gets another body. Arjuna is also consoled by Krishna. And why you are so much anxious about your grandfather? He'll get another body, new body. What is the use of this old body? So, actually that is fair. But still, why a man becomes aggrieved when the body is lost. And that is explained here that sneha moha, illusion of affection. Actually, there is nothing to be agreed. Tadehantram prati dhirastatanamayati. Dhira, those who are sober, they are not healed. Sober man knows that my disability, my father or my brother, my grandfather, his death means he's changing this body, he's going to another body. He's not dead. So, dhira, dhira means one who is not disturbed. That requires training. In great dangerous position, one is not disturbed. That is not ordinary thing. Therefore, the word has been used, dhira. Dhira and adhira, there are two classes of men. Dhira means acts very conscientiously, without being disturbed by the external factors. I have explained several times this dhira. The example of dhira is given in the Kumar Sambhava poetry by Kalidas. We had our syllabus studying Kumar Sambhava in our IA class in college. So there the example Kalidas is giving example the dhira is Lord Shiva, this is. The story is when Lord Shiva lost his wife in the Dakha Yagya, Dakhayani, daughter of Maharaj Dakha, became the wife of Lord Shiva. And because Lord Shiva sometimes by chance did not show any good respect to Dakha, so there was misunderstanding between the son-in-law and father-in-law. And the episode ended that Dakhayani, the wife of Lord Shiva, gave her life. His father was very much angry upon the son-in-law. So she wanted to mitigate the misunderstanding, but her father was very stubborn. So at last she said, "My dear father, you are thinking of Lord Shiva, my husband, as an ordinary man, and you have become so angry. So this is due to your thinking that I am your daughter. So, all right, I've got this body from you. I'm returning." You see, immediately died. So, Dakha Yagya, the Lord Shiva's devotees, they massacred all the Yagya arena. You know Dakha Yagya. Maharaj Dakha was also cut off by his head. And he was put in a goat's head in this way. So after the death of his wife, Lord Shiva was very much aggrieved. He went to the forest and engaged himself in meditation. So there was a need of one's soldier, commander, and the calculation was that such soldier must be by the demigods. because there was always fighting between the demigods and the demons. So, to kill the demons, there was need of a very great soldier who must be born by Lord Shiva, by the seminar of Lord Shiva. So, at that time, Parvati, Dakshayani, after that she has taken another body as daughter of King of Himalaya, Parvati. Therefore her name was at that time Parvati. Parvati means the daughter of Parvat. Parvat means mountain. So, the plan was that within the womb of Parvati and by the semina of Lord Shiva, one son must take birth. And later on he took, and his name was Kartikeya. Kartikeya was born. So, but they were, Lord Shiva was in meditation, and Parvati was not married at that time with Lord Shiva, although she was destined to marry Lord Shiva, because in the transcendental world, the husband and wife, they are also eternal. Even the wife or husband changes body, again they become husband and wife. This is in the higher sense. They do not separate. Lord Shiva was in meditation, and it is very difficult to break his meditation. So he was naked, and Parvati was engaged to worship Shivalinga, the genital of Lord Shiva. Still, in the Vedic culture, there is worshipping of Shivalinga, the genital of Lord Shiva. So, Parvati was engaged to worship the genital of Lord Shiva. Certainly there was touching by young girl, but he was not educated. So Kalidas said, here is a zero. Here is zero. We become excited by seeing one beautiful girl. But the most beautiful girl, young, she was touching the genital of Lord Shiva, still there was no disturbance. So here is the example of zero. Zero means who are not sexually disturbed. Even there is cause of disturbance. Young woman, therefore the woman's name is Kamini. Kamini, Kam means lust. So, they invoke one's lust. Therefore by nature, women are beautiful, they dress themselves beautifully. This is nature, to invoke the lusty desire of man. So, according to Vedic civilization, woman, when she is dressed nicely and she is beautiful, she must invoke lusty desires. Therefore, Vedic civilization does not allow a woman to be nicely dressed unless she is before her husband. Because if she educates the lusty desires of all others, that is not very good. The woman is allowed to dress herself very nicely when her husband is present. Otherwise, she will not dress. Prerattam Rishtisha. Prosita Bhutrika. By the woman's dress, one will understand who is he, who is she. Whether she is living with her husband, whether she is widow, whether she is unmarried, or whether her husband is out of home, or whether she is prostitute. The culture is so nice. By simply, by the dress, one will understand that here is a woman, her husband is not at home. Here is a woman, she is widow. Here is a woman, she is prostitute. In this way, here is a woman, she is not married. By her dress, one will understand. That Bhagmilan sign means she is married. When she is nicely dressed, or she has a husband at home. When she is in white cloth, without any ornament, she is widow. When the city, what is called in English? Parting. If it is not in the middle, if it is inside, she is a prostitute. So, woman should dress in such a way the man will understand. And not married, she will not have this deal. It must go. Anyway, these are social customs in the Vedic civilization. So, a girl is advised to worship Shivalinga. Just like we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the neighboring girls of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are going to the Ganges. In our childhood we have seen our sisters, they are also worshiping, mother taught them. Now these things are gone. And nobody is worshiping Shivalinga because there are so many lingas. So, this custom is now gone. Anyway, this girl, Parvati, was engaged towards the linga, the genital of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva was not disturbed. That is called example of dhira. Dhira means very sober. Not disturbed. That soberness can be had. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Dhira-stattana-mayati. And how one can become dhira? Jangalabhya-chaparam-labhaṁ-mannate-nādhitaṁ-tataha. Jasmin sthite guru nāti dukhe nana vichālate. There is a stage of highest perfection of Krishna consciousness when one is fully in Krishna consciousness. He doesn't want anything but to speak on the things that he is. He is no more in need of anything. If one gets Krishna, if he is confident about Krishna, and if he is confident that now I have got the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, I don't want anything. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. There is another example. Dhruva Maharaj so severely underwent austerities, penances, meditation to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The purpose was that when I see Lord Vishnu, I ask some benediction so that I can get better kingdom than my father. He was insulted by his stepmother. The ambition was how to get a better kingdom than his father or his grandfather, Lord Brahma. That was his ambition. But when he actually saw Lord Vishnu, and he was ready to give him any benediction, he said, oh, my dear Lord, I'm quite satisfied. I don't want any benefits. Shamin kita kosmi varam na jasi. My dear Lord, I'm so satisfied that I have no more need of asking any benefits. This is perfection of Krishna consciousness. When he is fully Krishna conscious, he has achieved all success. So why he will ask for anything more? He is so full in power and satisfaction that even great calamity, dangerous pollution, he doesn't care. He knows that these things are coming and going. Why shall he hesitate? Let me depend on Krishna. Just like Prahlad. So many times you are tortured by his father. He never became agitated. His father's only request was to give up this Hare Krishna one. He will not give up. So this is determination. This is called gravity. And this is called soberness. You don't want talking like this. It's like in opposing our Krishna consciousness moment, so many dangers you have to meet. But you don't care for it. Real servant of Krishna, then this moment will go on. In spite of so many obstacles. So that is called soberness. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira was that kind of hero. He is the son of Dharmaraj, Dharmaputra, highly elevated. So everyone was astonished that how he agreed for the death of his relatives, because the other side, Duryodhana was his cousin brother, all the sons of Dhritarashtra, they played together, they ate together, their family members, friends, but there was misunderstanding. Life is coming out of matter. Now you, daily you are slaughtering animals. Now, what do you see? The bones and the blood and the flesh and urine and the stool after cutting this body. So these are the ingredients out of which this man has come or this animal has come. Take this ingredient and create another living entity. There is no answer. What do you say, scientist? These are the ingredients, so you see. But can anyone manufacture a light? No, that is not possible. Therefore, who are thinking, anyone who is thinking that I am this combination of bones and blood or chemicals, they will say some jugglery of words, combination of chemicals. Take this chemical. No, that is not possible. Therefore, it is my mistake to think that I am a product of this material thing. That is nonsense. Saiba Gokhara, such person who is thinking like that, then I am the combination of this matter. He is no better than the cows and the ass. Saiba Gokhara. Everything is detailed in there. Yashatma buddhi kunapi tidhakuti sadhik kalatra disubhoma yijjadhi jati buddhi salilena karhichi janesu avignesu saiva gokhara. Anyone who is thinking this bag of bones and flesh has the arms and this body. And out of this misconception, the sattva buddhi kunapiti sadhi, out of this body, are in relationship with this body, the persons, men and women, they are my kinship. They are my nationality. They are my society. Sadhi kalatradish. यस्याः बुद्धि कुनापि विभासते तदि कलत्रादिषु वो वै जति. And where this body is produced, that's land. It's my land, mother. I am American, I am Indian, I am German, I am this. And then mad after this nationality. In this way, the shāta buddhi kuna peti dhātu ke sadhik kalatra adhisi bhomaidhid. The tīrtha buddhi salilena karkichi. They go to the place, holy places of pilgrimage, and they take their bath. In India, you see, so many people are going to Haridwar, Vrindavan, and take their bath, and shave their head, and then come back. I went to Tirtha, holy place. That is not Tirtha. Tirtha means to meet a high-grade, saintly person. Tirtha. Tirtha kurvanti tirthani. They make Tirtha, holy place. Anywhere a saintly person is there, that is Tirtha. That is holy place. Not that I have to go Haridwar 5,000 miles from me. Wherever there is experienced holy person, there is Tirtha. But they do not know. They go 5,000 miles out. Sometimes from your country, they go to find out a guru in India. And the guru who is canvassing here, he is useless. He is useless. So these things, anyone who is of such conception of life, they have been described as asses and cows, mentioned animals. So this snehamaha, this so-called material affection, it is due to pratitena. Atmana, when he considers this body, then this sneha maha, this illusion of affection comes. Atmana, this atma sabda, can be used in terms of this body, in terms of the mind, and in terms of the spirit soul. Therefore, distinctly, it has been differentiated, prakitena, atmana. Prakita means this body is prakita. This is not aprakita, but the soul is aprakita. Aprakita means not material, and prakita means material. So those who are absorbed in this material concept of life, they become, in this way, delusion or illusion, the shakulti. So, with others, they consider that Maharaj Yudhishthira, this illusion is due to his conception of this body. This we have to avoid. This question was raised by Arjuna also. I understand that I am not this body. And my grandfather is not this body. Still I am affected when my body and my grandfather is in danger. So what Krishna advised? Krishna advised, yes, that affection is possible. I know that I am not this body. Theoretically, or but if somebody comes to cut my body, I will be very much protected. Although I know I cannot feel that I am not this body, let the body be cut off, say, don't mind. No, that Krishna said that this position, agama paina anitya tam sitikha sabhara. Matras prasastu kontiya sitosna sukadukhada. These temporary happiness and distress which come and go like seasonal changes. Seasonal changes. Just like there is summer season, there is winter season. So sometimes it is very cold, sometimes it is very warm, and how these feelings are appreciated due to this ball. The water is the same, but in summer season, water is very pleasing to take bath. The same water is very troublesome to take bath in winter season. So according to the changes of the season and according to the affection of this material body, we are feeling pains and pleasure. Otherwise, there is no pains and pleasure. Atma, real spirit soul, just like our scientists were asking, whether soul is dependent on the matter. No. Soul is independent. That's jhasankayam purusha, that is the Vedic instruction. It is never affected. Although, therefore it requires knowledge. It requires knowledge. Our pains and pleasure we feel on account of the skin. So we should not deviate from the duty. Even there are pains and pleasure due to this body, we should not deviate from our duty. That is the instruction of the Shastra. It is not that because it is I am feeling very much. Cold, I shall not take my bath. No. So that's my duty, I must say. Because I am feeling very hot, therefore I shall not go to the kitchen. There should be no cooking today. No. That is not possible. Cooking must go on. Similarly, despite all difficulties, all inconveniences, on account of this false body, one must do his duty. And that was the instruction to be given to Maharaj Yudhishthira. That is applicable in every field of life. That we must chalk out what is our duty. And it must go on in any condition. It doesn't matter. I am feeling pain or pleasure. That is the instruction. Thank you very much.